The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Catherine Lynch, actress, comedian, singer and James Joyce enthusiast, is that fair?
Hey, yeah,
with
I guess
me
I
in
am.
Studio. So you're going to be marking Bloomsday tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Bloomsday and it's the biggest Bloomsday ever because Ulysses is 100 years old. So everybody is going to reclaim the city. Now today we've heard that...
That's how long it takes to read Ulysses. Go on.
Housing prices have gone down. The sun is out. So it's time for us all to get bohemian again and come into the city and join us for Bloomsday. So I am hosting readings and songs, which is in Temple Bar Square. And that's at 3 o'clock, between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And it's completely free.
Readings of Ulysses.
Readings of Ulysses. So there's all sorts of people coming in. There's Patrick Bergen's coming in. Brian Kennedy's coming in. I'm going to do a reading. Doreena Gallagher, she is the director of the Joy Centre. She will be on. Hopefully we'll have Senator Norris coming on if he can. And we have all sorts of readers. So yeah, so it's really exciting. And that is between 3 and 6. But there's all sorts of things to do in Bloomsday. You're probably wondering why I got the job of this.
Yeah, I mean, are you a Joycean?
I am a Joycean.
Like, are you?
Well, I am. Well, I love Dubliners and I have read Ulysses and I pick up Ulysses all the time. I read it when I was about 20 and I couldn't make Hogn or whatever of it. And yeah, I pretended to everyone I did. And then I started to study it as the years go on and it's based on Homer's Odyssey and I looked into it more. And then now I read it a little bit like the Bible. Well, not that I read the Bible that much, yeah, now, I have to say. But you can pick up a chapter and you can just read, like tomorrow there'll be people reading chapters from it. So it's like a big opera as such, so you can come in for your, you know, the monologue you want to hear. So
did you have to have read the full thing first to be able to go back and just pick it up? Could I pick it up and just read chapter 12?
You could pick it up and read chapter 12, and you know the whole thing is based on one character life in Dublin, you know, and all his mates, you know. So it's a book about bohemians. It's one day in the life of Dublin. You'll recognise all the places. There's Wynn's Hotel, there's the Martello Towers, there's Davy Burns, there's the Bailey, there's loads of places connected to it that we really need actually to actually come in and embrace this and love our city again, because it's getting bad rap left, right and centre, but it's a wonderful place and it's completely free between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock in Meeting House Square. And also Davy Burns is opening his doors at 12 o'clock and you go in there and you have, there's all sorts of different foods like gorgonzola cheese from the novel that you can have with a little glass of burgundy. So that's all good.
Davy Burns, you mentioned Davy Burns. Am I right in thinking that the first attempt at a Bloomsday kind of washed up on the rocks of Davy Burns?
And you're telling me you know nothing about it.
Go on, yeah, tell
now
me about this.
You see, he's outing my family. The reason I got the gig was that Patrick Kavanagh is a granduncle of mine, as if the whole country doesn't know that at
yes,
this stage.
Yes, yes, yes.
But anyway, so he was the founder of Bloomsday with Flann O'Brien. And there was also the absolutely missed Anthony Cronin was there as a young critic, and John Ryan, who owned the Bailey at the time. So they decided they were going to get horses and carts and they were going to go around all the places that are depicted in the book, like Sandy Mount Strand and going to the Martello
Towers. What year are we
talking
about?
We're talking about 1954. You're testing my knowledge here now as well.
Right.
I remembered. so yeah, 1954 it was. That was the first one. So they got the horses and traps and they got into the horses and traps, and when they arrived Flann O'Brien was already drunk because he'd had a couple of drinks in the early house, which, why wouldn't you if you were on a day out?
Exactly.
Actually, yeah, there's the it all starts at 8 o'clock up around there. And yeah, he had a few drinks and then Kavanagh was a bit disgruntled by that. So he said, if you can't beat them, join them. So there's all sorts of shenanigans went on and disgruntlement and, as you can imagine, arguments between artists, which I wish I was a fly on the carriage.
And but ultimately, they never got past Davy Burns.
Yeah, you know what?
They got drunk in Davy Burns.
Okay, Kieran, you just blew them. Yeah, they did. They got drunk in Davy Byrne's. Actually, it was across the road in the Bailey because John Ryan, the man,
he owned the Bailey
and he was the writer of Envoy magazine, and it was actually his idea from an article that Flann O'Brien had written in his magazine, The Envoy. Now I'm being a real nerd.
Yeah.
But that is exactly how it started, and it has continued to be the most fantastic festival. You cannot believe it when you go to it and you see all the people just standing around the city in their hats, and there's all sorts of shenanigans connected to all the chapters of the book, and there's just great crack, and it's all free, and it's our Dublin, and I think we just really need, at the moment I really need anyway, to get out there and celebrate that.
Is it still boozy?
It's still as boozy as you want it to be, but it's also for kids, and there's also like bring in the kids, bring in the wife, bring in the partner, bring in the dog, just come into the city and feel it. It's really cool. Like, it's a credit to the festival that they survived. Last year they went online, so they've been online for 2 years, and Anna Taylor and Sarah and Darina, just like, you know, they're just pulling it together, and we'll see all the girls tomorrow for a bit of Burgundy maybe.
Yeah, and Gorgonzola.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the full, like, starting off, where does Ulysses starts out in Sandymount?
Starts out in Martella Towers.
Yeah.
They actually took that, they lived in the Martella Towers.
Yeah.
So it was a couple of characters from Ulysses. So it's Leopold Bloom and it's Buck Mulligan. And it all starts.
There's Oliver St. John Gogarty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the
There's all a connection
suggestion.
There. Yeah, the suggestion was, that was their Hines, their, I think it's Hines. Oh, sorry, I probably, it's, that's their English pal. So yeah. He was the West Brit.
So, but people kind of follow the entire route around. You're not doing that tomorrow.
We did that last year online, actually, for Bloomsday.
Okay.
And there's a, if you go online to the Bloomsday Festival, you'll see all the locations in Ulysses. And, you know, it's just inherently Irish, you know, it's Dublin first and then it's Irish. You know, our president, Michael D. Higgins, he said like that reading it now, it appears to be both a celebration of what is the arrival of modernism and in a curious way, an anticipation of its flaws and insufficiency.
Yeah.
But he says, you know, above all, it's Irish in its essence and its reference. And, you know, I think we can go back to it as a kind of a blueprint of how we are and how we were and how we will be.
And do you dress up?
I will dress up. You know what, I'm not skinny enough for the little kind of
corsety
thing, yeah, you know, I probably give myself two black eyes and lower the tone, Catherine. I will be dressed up. I'll be up for the fun. It's all really good fun. Well, like, there's so many fantastic people reading tomorrow, so I'm really looking forward to it, and as you can hear, I'm excited.
Alright, maybe by next year I'll have gotten to about chapter 3 or 4.
You don't have to read it.
Richard Boyd Barrett was in here last year trying to sell Ulysses to me, and he inspired me to try it, and I got through about 3 chapters.
Did you? But you know what, Bloomsday is like the audio of Ulysses. So,
well, that's what people say to me, listen to the audiobook or go to a performance.
Just come to the performance, just come to one of the, I will be doing Sirens, which is about the saucy barmaids, of course, like what other piece. I couldn't get Molly Bloom because it's always a really pretty girl who does that.
Oh. Anyway, listen, it's happening. If you want to go along to Meeting House Square, is that where
Meeting House Square, 3 o'clock to 6 tomorrow.
And listen, lots of other activities as well happening around the city. And if you just Google Bloomsday 2022, you'll find all the details there. Catherine, pleasure as always. And
Thank you. It's great to see you.
Catherine Lynch, actress, comedian, singer. And I'm not sure she mentioned it. She's the grandniece of Patrick Kavanagh as well. Anyway, we'll get the news headlines. And lap dancer. Catherine. Not Patrick Kavanagh. We'll get the news headlines. Here's Quishock.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.